Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
And saw Sam last night out at the ballpark. You know, saw a bunch of people. Well, Sam's
starstruck, huh?
Pretty much. I am when I see Sammy. Padres went down, though, 10-6 last night on the Fernando bobblehead night. Fernando did hit a 3-run homer. Not everybody saw it, though, I must tell you. With 2 outs in the ninth, many of the people had already gone home.
Can I say that I turned off
Are
the game?
Are you among those who did not see
I
the 3-run
I turned off the
homer?
Game and went on with my day, and then I saw the pop-up on my phone, and I hit a 3-run homer.
Yeah, the Padres don't hit a lot of 3-run homers. You know, we talk about this, Grabe. That was their 5th of the year. Just by way of comparison, the Dodgers have 22 3-run homers this year. Padres still without the Grand Slam. I mean, come on. We can't make it through the whole season. We are still, at least one time in our, you know, existence, we were Slam Diego.
Yeah, I just...
We don't have a slam this year.
I'm more nervous with the bases loaded than with the bases empty.
We have 72 plate appearances this year with the bases loaded. So, 0-for-72. In terms of the home run situation. Ryan Burgert starts tonight against Trevor Williams, the San Diegan from Rancho Bernardo High School. Tatis, Merrill, Machado, Arai, Sheets, Bogarts, Cronenworth, Iglesias at short tonight. Maldonado behind the dish. Nationals lineup not released yet.
Uh-oh.
So, who knows? Maybe there's some shenanigans there.
CJ Abrams at Seven Mile Casino again?
Might have been. I don't know. Yes, he is. He's done a few things that youngsters do.
Yeah, of course.
Let's be honest about
that. Of course.
That.
I mean, he's 20, what, 3, 4?
Yeah, he's older than James Wood, though.
Yes,
like he's
he
a, he's a, he's ancient compared to James Wood, who's 22. Incredible, that kid.
Yeah, although, 24 for CJ Abrams.
Although, you know, if James Wood's ball is 5 feet to the right, it's a foul ball. And, you know, the game's, it might have been a different finish. I mean, you know, certain nights, things just don't go for you. And I thought last night was one of those.
Yeah.
Padres hit a lot of balls squarely that did not result in anything. Hopefully tonight they keep the, you know, that going and, you know, they got to get a win tonight, obviously. There are a couple of NBA trades that have just been coming down today. And we're not big on this, but I think it's, you know, worth mentioning when the names are such as this. Kristaps Porzingis, Celtics, just sent him to the Nets. Don't ask me to tell you what they got back. It's so many trades and complications and picks and protected this, protected that. You got to be an NBA savant to figure all that out. But I know that Porzingis is going to the Nets. I know that Drew Holiday, another Celtics stalwart player, is going to Portland. Now, apparently the Celtics are just going to retool the whole thing because, remember, Jason Tatum's out for all of next season with the torn Achilles. So, you know, I'm sure that the Celtics have something in mind here. But for the time being, they're shedding people. And today it's Porzingis and it's Drew Holiday. The Pelicans have acquired former Warrior Jordan Poole from the Wizards. Jordan Poole can score, but he doesn't have an eye. He doesn't have a thought in his mind about how to win a game. He just doesn't.
Seems like a problem, Chris.
Does to me. It's why the Warriors got rid of him. And he's been in Washington, and how many games has he won? But he scores 35 points. He can do that. Anyway, good luck to the Pelicans there, who still have Zion on the premises somewhere. Kevin Durant is a Rocket. We know this. That was yesterday or the day before.
That was like the weekend.
Well, we're only Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, right. We are.
If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's authentic Mediterranean cuisine, Coronado, La Jolla, dining, takeout. Visit spiroscuisine.com. Funny, I look over here and there's a bunch of people online. Why would that be? They want to play Chris versus the fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know Gen 4.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the prize for today. You have to make it through. No, those are the rules. You will be qualified for a chance to win the grand prize, a spa and pool getaway at Resorts World Las Vegas, home of the largest elevated pool complex on the Strip. You will receive a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas, dine poolside at one of the five unique pool experiences, and experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Awana Spa, one of the largest co-ed spa facilities in Las Vegas. To book your summer stay, please visit rwlasvegas.com. Now the rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know and you will get that question for free today.
By the way, I put the over-under of total hours you, Matt Scraby, have spent on the premises of a spa. I put the over-under total hours for you at 4.5 for your life. Over or under?
Under.
Here's what I don't like about a spa, and this is crazy, but it's me. I don't like walking around in one of those terry cloth robes. They give me the willies. Robes, they never stay tied. I just don't feel comfortable in a robe. And I don't think if you're not comfortable in a robe, you can't spend a lot of time in a spa.
I'm not comfortable in a robe.
No.
I mean, Mudcat would love a spa.
Mudcat's a robe guy?
He is.
I don't get robes.
They're weird.
How do you keep them tied? They never stay tied.
Well,
I've never worn a robe that stays tied. And when they become untied, things come out that you don't necessarily want popping out.
Okay.
That's why I don't like a robe.
Well, I don't think you're actually supposed to wear it fully naked underneath.
Well, don't most people? I mean, what else would you wear a robe?
See,
well,
growing up, my mom wore a robe.
You don't wear a robe over, sweater and jeans.
My mom wore a robe, but it was over her pajamas because it was cold in the morning.
Yes, but you don't wear pajamas when you're at the spa.
Okay.
When you're at the spa, you wear the robe only, which is why I don't like being at the spa. We're taking up valuable time on the show,
yeah,
but
okay.
This is important.
It's okay.
All right.
Let's go to our first contestant. One time I had a friend who she was going through cosmetology school, and she was going to be someone who does spa things, and she needed a guy for her project, and
so I
went in there
volunteered.
For that. So 2 hours is the total time I've
total
been in the
time
spa.
In the spa. I just can't imagine you and I just being very comfortable at a spa.
Oh, if they
just doesn't seem like it would work
at this point
We're
in time in my
type.
Life. I think I would love it. I'd probably fall asleep. A little aromatherapy.
Not with a robe
candles.
On you wouldn't. You can't
Not
sleep
with
in a robe.
Robe on you All right, let's go to our first contestant, Josh. Hello, Josh.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're good, very good, sir. Thanks for being with us.
Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Right, here we go. Question number one. What former Padre pitcher is starting for the Nationals tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Mackenzie Gore.
Mackenzie Gore, yep. Right on.
Nice job.
Very good, Josh.
I would have also taken MacGore. Question number two. Against which team did the Padres play in the 2020 Wild Card Series?
Wild Card Series.
St. Louis Cardinals.
Wow, you are good. Good player.
Wow, I was going to say Mets, but I was thinking 2022.
Yeah.
See, Josh was on that one. Good job, Josh.
I was lucky enough to be in the stadium that day that Fernando
You were
the
only one.
Well,
there were no fans, right?
There were a few fans.
A few fans.
But I wanted to go to a game just to see the experience, and it was different. And this is a playoff game. Fernando hits his major home run. I could hear the players like screaming things on the field because it was so quiet. Anyway, Josh, you're still there. Okay.
I got it!
Yeah,
on a
you
fly
can.
Ball.
Totally. Yeah.
No, I know. I know.
Question number three.
This is for the win. Josh is like trying to take down the game in a hurry.
All right. Trevor Hoffman is number one in Padres saves of all time. Who is second in the Padres history?
In saves. They've had some good closers over the years.
I'm going to go with my guy, Heath Bell.
Attaboy, Josh!
Bell,
I think you got
is
it!
Correct!
He did!
Wow, Josh. Stay right there.
How many people in the history of the game, in the history of this game, have come on
clean
and
sweep?
With... I know the clean sweep has happened a few times, but there's usually a little help. There's a hint. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
a bobble
yeah.
here or there.
Yeah, yeah.
Josh had three questions, three answers. Bang, bang, bang. Well done, Josh.
That was good.
Stay on the line. You are the winner of Chris versus the Fans today. And I will tell you that maybe you could tell by my reaction, I knew it was Heath Bell. So he would have gone down had he missed that one. But
Heath Bell did the sprint from the bullpen.
Classic moment.
Yes, I love that.
Heath Bell's a good. That's a good Padre trivia question, though. Who's
I wonder
second?
how many saves he's behind.
Quite a few. I think it's 250 or so.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Trevor's over 500, so you know Heath Bell's got a ways to go.
Yeah.
Or had a ways to go.
Oh my gosh. It's not even close.
Right.
But Heath Bell at 134.
Oh.
Trevor Hoffman had 552.
Right. So it's 400.
I didn't want to do the math in my head.
Right. But let's just say Heath Bell was a solid quality guy that you could count on in the ninth inning.
Who's number three?
Yates. Kirby?
Oh, that's a good answer, but no. Good old Raleigh Fingers.
Old Raleigh. I did not remember how many years Raleigh was saving games for the Pods.
He had 100. He had 265. He had 108 saves. Oh, my gosh, Chris. He was 108 for 108.
Raleigh Fingers?
Yeah.
As a Padre, he never blew a save?
That's what I'm looking at.
Well, that sounds almost unbelievable, to be honest with you. As
Even
much
Trevor
as I love
Hoffman,
Raleigh Fingers. Yeah,
he was he had opportunities 591, saves 552. So whatever that is, like 39.
Yes,
blown
I mean,
saves.
He blew. That you know something. If I was a relief pitcher, that was my life. One of the things that I would petition Major League Baseball to do is change the name of blown save. Right? It just sounds like.
What would
just,
you change it to? Because I've thought about this before.
Yeah, it sounds like you really were just you alone were responsible for losing that game, and it just really isn't true. You know, a lot of times there could be an error, there could be a pop-up, there could be a missed call by an umpire.
Can you get a blown save if there is an error?
Yes, if you don't hold on to the lead. If there was four errors, you would get the blown save. You still get it, whether it's earned or not.
I did not know that.
And now somebody would have to correct me on this. So if you know, please tell us. But I think... Again, I could be wrong, but even with the ghost runner now, right? If the visiting team scores in the top of the 11th inning.
It's an unearned run.
You come in the bottom of the 11th inning, you give up a run. That is an unearned run,
yeah.
But I think you also get a blown save.
You get a loss because it was a tie.
Whoa. How do you get a loss?
Because you're in the extra innings and you...
No, it was a tie. It was 3-2. Never mind. I'm not explaining.
No. Explain it. I want to understand.
The Padres are playing. The Padres are playing at the Dodgers.
Okay.
2-2 after nine innings.
Okay.
We go to the 10th.
Okay.
Padres score. They now lead 3-2.
Okay.
Bottom of the 10th. Suarez comes in.
Okay, I see where you're
going. Dodgers score one run only. Now it's 3-3. Suarez got a blown save. I think he does because he had the lead and he gave up a run, even though that runner started at second base.
When was the last time Robert Suarez blew a save? It was recent. I just can't remember.
Yes, the five-run game, I believe, qualified. Under
the five-run game?
Yes. Didn't he give up five in the ninth to Arizona a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, yes, he did. Okay, I'm going to go back to that.
Anyway, my point. 14th. Look, I'm not trying to poke.
He got the L.
Yes, but he didn't get a blown save?
He did not.
Oh, you know why? Because they had such a big lead. It wasn't even a save opportunity, right?
There you go.
Yeah, but look, what we're saying here is that the blown save, the term itself, I think is a little too harsh.
I don't disagree. Someone has a suggestion for call it a lost save or a failed save.
Lost save I can get behind.
Or you stink.
I can get behind that.
Okay.
You know why I can get behind that? Because I must have said that to myself 12 different times on the golf course today.
You stink.
Oh, you stink. Gee, what are you doing?
Crash.
How many times has people done that right on a golf course? What am I doing?
Every single time.
Right, every time.
Every time.
All right. Do you want a break or what do you want to do? We're a little beyond.
Let's just go break.
All right, coming back with more Gwynn and Chris. We got a long way to go. The Big Five's at the bottom of the hour. Padre baseball. We'll get you rolling on some other stuff when we return. I don't have anything specific yet, but you know what? That's always good news.
Well, let me look through my stuff.
Oh no, I have something.
Oh great,
I have something. I want to honor one of my all time favorite athletes. One of my all time personal favorites. Got rewarded with something historic today. That's what I'll tell you about.
I have no idea.
And other things when Gwynn and Chris returns.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
All right, welcome back to Gwynn and Chris, 422. One of my favorite athletes went into the Hockey Hall of Fame today, Scrape. Wasn't you. Certainly wasn't me after my story yesterday about how my...
fell over when you went and left on the ice.
Toppled the end of my career.
I got a good... I'm not kidding. On the drive home last night, I thought about that. And
got a good laugh?
I got a good chortle by myself in the car.
Yeah, if you missed it, I hurt my sciatic sitting, actually, watching broadcasting a ball game. And it was so bad that a couple of days later... You know, sciatic, the injury can go down your leg. It's bad sometimes.
People who've had it know,
that's most people have had it a little bit, unfortunately. Anyway, whatever that ligament or whatever nerve down there at the bottom in my ankle just didn't work anymore. And I didn't know it until I turned left on my skates. But that never happened to Duncan Keith. who led the Blackhawks to 3 Stanley Cups. And he is into the Hockey Hall of Fame today. Congratulations to him. There's 2 or 3 other guys that got in today. You hockey fans may remember Zdeno Chara, who was a defenseman mostly for the Boston Bruins. He was about 6'8" before he put skates on.
Wow.
Quite the towering presence.
Yeah.
Joe Thornton had a great career, mostly with San Jose, your Sharkies, mm-hmm. Joe Thornton. Those were all first-time eligible players. So congrats to all 3 of those. Alexander Mogilny, who once scored, I think, 80-something goals in a season, a Russian player, played back in the day for Buffalo, had a long wait come to an end. He is also into the Hockey Hall of Fame. It's not quite the same legendary status in this country as other Hall of Fames. I get that. But get to be called a Hall of Famer nonetheless.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And speaking of the Hall of Fame, how about Strasburg?
Yes.
Got in there a couple of days ago. Congratulations.
Aztec Hall of Fame.
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh, he was already in the Aztec Hall of Fame. This is, we're talking about college baseball.
It's way bigger
Hall
deal.
Of Fame.
A little bigger deal.
Strasburg gets in there and
we're efforting to get him on the show.
Yeah, we'll hopefully catch, get a hold of him. But yeah, well, the thing with Strauss was like, I was like, well, yeah, how's he not in the College Baseball Hall of Fame already?
I mean, after all,
the guy was Golden Spikes winner, the best player in the entire country. Well, come to find out, there's a 15-year waiting period from the end of your college career.
Why?
Well, they want to, I guess, see if you've had, you know, let you go out and have your...
So how does your professional career impact your college standing?
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with that, Scrape. It seems to me that, you know, maybe Strasburg could have got in 10 years ago and it really wouldn't have changed too much, right? Not like he pitched any more.
No, anyway, he didn't. No, I don't understand, you know, college stuff at all.
Kirk, you know, tell Kirk to send you a note. He'll know something about
Kirk
it.
Kirk will know.
Kirk wrote the story on it, by the way. Well done, as normal, by our friend Kirk Kenny on that one. But, Strassi into the College Baseball Hall of Fame. I covered his season in 2009 when he won the Golden Spikes, and we did all the games and broadcast him wherever he went.
Strasburg ready to go.
That was the final game when he got the no-hitter. The game that was even better than that, though, that Kirk kind of reminded me of in his story today, was the day he faced Utah and struck out 23 guys.
Oof.
Just think of that for a minute. There's only 27 outs. He struck out 23 guys. If that didn't signal the fact that Steven Strasburg might be okay, I think he finished 13-1 that year with a 1.20 ERA. And anyway,
how many strikeouts did he have in his debut? It was over 10.
Major League Baseball debut? I think 14.
Yeah.
In his very first game as a National against the Pirates. I was going to even ask Kevin Fronson, who was on earlier, the Nationals broadcaster, what the thinking is in Washington, D.C. these days about Strasburg.
Oh, gosh.
After all, he led that city to the only World Series championship they've had in hundreds of years of baseball. Or not their only one, but the first one since Walter Johnson or something.
Yeah.
So Strasburg, you would think, could just never have to buy a drink in Washington, D.C. or a meal ever again. However, he signed that humongous contract and then never really pitched again. And I believe, through no fault of his own, but he's one of the reasons... Or that contract is one of the reasons that the Nationals have not been able to, you know, get rolling. I mean, that's a lot of money that they have tied up in Steven Strasburg, even though he's no longer playing. So I wonder what the feeling is. And look, he didn't sign the contract. I mean, sorry, he didn't offer the contract.
Yeah.
He signed it. And he got hurt. And, you know, let's just not compare Michael King to Strasburg, but Strasburg's injury was kind of a nerve thing that just kept degenerating, never got better, and he just couldn't ever pitch again. Let's make sure Michael King's nerve gets...
Let's not even go there.
Right. Yes.
Not even go there.
Yeah.
Okay. When he was in here, Steven Strasburg, he came in studio. I think you were on vacation one of those days.
I was, yeah.
And he came in, and he was a really, really good dude. And then our golf tournament, like, he came up and stood next to us, Chris, and started, like, chatting with us. I'm like, we're just nobodies over
here. And you
here.
Shanked a couple after that.
I hit a bad shot
Hello,
when he
Mr.
was watching.
Strasburg.
I hit a bad shot when he was watching, and that was very embarrassing. It was like a topped drive that duck hooked into a canyon. It was so embarrassing.
Didn't work too well for you.
No.
All right. We got our Big Five coming up next. A lot of fun. Other topics that we haven't quite hit on yet today. And we'll get to it when Gwen and Chris returns.
Ben and Woods on the Fan.
A better example would be, hey, I need you to come in here and do Soccer Mom Radio. You need to be excited about NSYNC reunion. You got to come in here and be like, yo, what's up, everybody? It's
fine.
Your boy,
that's
Woods.
The show they want.
That's the show they want.
But they will give you $1 million a year to do it.
Hey, everybody. It's your old pal, Woods. Kill me. Kill me dead.
Listen to Ben and Woods. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 97.3 The Fan.
Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. I told you, you know, Scraby asked me earlier, or Tony said, how you doing? I said, I went to a major league ball game last night and had a great time. And then Scraby's like, well, I went, you know, I watched the game. I didn't have a great time. They lost. I said, I know, but you didn't have Spiro's. Right? I was at the ball game enjoying a Horia Tiki Bowl. And you can do that. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 4:35 is the time. We're on the precipice of today's Big Five. Check a little traffic here in a moment. Cal Raleigh, though, incredible. 32nd home run last night. I think it's 5 games in a row for him as well.
With a homer?
Yeah. Aaron Judge, that's 28. They both homered yesterday, but Cal Raleigh. And then they asked Cal Raleigh about the MVP race. Did you hear that? Oh, man.
No.
I don't think I would have said what he said.
What did he say?
He said, Judge is hitting home runs at Yankee Stadium. I hit in Seattle. I think you got to put that into account.
I think you do. I saw them talking about, okay, so that's why they put it up there.
I'm not saying you don't have to put it into account. I'm saying he shouldn't say it. Let the rest of the people figure that out.
That's right, yes.
It doesn't look good when he's saying, I'm working in a much tougher ballpark than he is. Like, okay, but
Yankee Stadium has almost 200 more homers than Seattle does.
Not disagreeing with him, just saying that's not for him to say.
It's like what we talked about yesterday. If you have to tell people you're funny, you're probably not funny. So
yeah,
he should have let us say that.
Yeah, let us figure it out. We'll all figure it out.
But I kind of like that he said it.
Well,
maybe cause a little bit of a rivalry.
Start a little stir for sure. All right, let's get traffic and then find out what's in the Big Five. Tony is ready.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Let's get right into it, just so we don't go 26 minutes like we did yesterday. Although the Big Five, I got some compliments about, so I'm not mad at it.
Do you think the listening audience is timing the Big Five, and it matters to them how long it is?
Yes, it does.
You think they're timing it?
Oh,
you
no,
think,
no, I don't actually
think once over
think 22
minutes,
it.
They're like, yeah, that's it. I can't listen any longer. You're the only one that matters to.
Chris is in a fabulous mood today, I think.
I'm just pointing something out.
Okay, I don't even know where to go with that. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you
Hurry up, man. We're at minute 43 right now.
The San Diego Wave FC announced today that Alex Morgan's number 13 jersey is officially going to be retired, making her the first player in club history to receive this honor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the club is maybe 5 years old at this point, but some say this is purely a marketing stunt, trying to get her name on it, even though she's an owner. I don't get those people. Some say this is a great thing for San Diego and the Wave. So, Tony, what say you?
I say she's deserving. I think although it's been a short period of time, and I think that'll be the thing, if the Wave end up having a very long history, that will eventually would be looked at, right? It'll be kind of in the same way Steve Garvey here in San Diego. Like, he looked back at the guys that they've retired. And because, you know, when Steve came and had the big hit and kind of got the Padres into the World Series, Padres didn't have a lot of history. It was really the first thing that happened to them well, and they celebrated that, Garvey's number. I think, you know, if the Wave are fortunate enough to have that kind of long history, it'll eventually, you start looking at the numbers and things of that people have been able to accomplish, and I would assume they've been there long enough, they're going to be able to eclipse anything that Alex Morgan put together. But I think it's warranted right now. I think it's a no-brainer, quite frankly, right now that they retire her number in her jersey. I think it's the right thing to do.
Chris, what say you about this? Some say it's purely a marketing stunt. Some say it's a great thing for San Diego and the Wave.
Well, I think it's a good thing for the Wave to attach themselves to Alex Morgan and to have Alex Morgan always be attached to the Wave. She was the number one draw on the very first franchise Wave team that ever stepped out on the pitch. She was the reason, I would say, with all due respect to the coaches and players and everybody else, she was the main reason that people wanted to even come out and see what this league was all about. Alex Morgan's on the Wave, come to the match. So for what she accomplished in that regard, for how important she was to this franchise, she is the cornerstone. So her number can be retired. However, having said that,
real answer.
Oh, no, that was the real answer, and this is the real answer, too. I think that maybe 5 or 6 years past her retirement is better for a retired number jersey. Be honest with you, they're going to get a little marketing attention out of this now. People will put pictures on the front page of the paper about it, and they'll write a couple of columns. But guess what? They do the same thing 5 years from now. When they bring her back and retire her number.
And make a bigger deal about it.
So, right now she's part of the ownership. She's still, you know, attached to this franchise. But I think it would have been better to wait a little while. That's all. I think they'd get the same bang for the buck. Oomph.
Yeah. I think that's why the whole marketing thing is stupid. Like, I don't think that's a real reason.
Right.
They're going to get something from it. But as Chris said, whether they do it now or 5 years from now, still going to be the same thing.
Yeah. Good point, Chris. Good point.
Number four.
Another reason maybe the baseball gods are with us this season is Fernando escaped injury after being hit on the wrist by a pitch last week. Corbin Carroll also got hit on the wrist, but things did not go so well for him. Arizona Diamondbacks outfielder, he is heading to the IL with a chip fracture in his left wrist. He suffered the injury last week after being hit in the hand during a game against the Blue Jays. He left the game after the top of the eighth inning, and post-game x-rays were negative, but they had to put him on the IL, and he's going to miss some time. Chris, you're up first. On a scale of big deal, little deal, or no deal, what is this injury for the Diamondbacks?
Well, considering Corbin Burns is already lost for the season.
Oh, yeah, they got two Corbins.
They've now lost their second Corbin.
lost.
No one wants to lose a second Corbin.
You lose two Corbins. I think you got to
fold it. Fold.
I think you got to. Yeah, I think you got
to.
You got to end the franchise. Well, that's a big deal. Corbin Carroll is one of the best players in the league, so this is a big deal. Here's the thing. That I'll compare it to what happened, you know, last week with the Dodgers, and it hasn't really entered into the discussion yet. When you throw a pitch up a round head, neck, shoulders, one of the reasons why Mike Shildt and everyone else got so angry is because in order to protect yourself from having the ball hit you there, the only thing you can do is put your hands in the way of it. And what happened to Corbin Carroll is what easily could have happened to Fernando, because how many little bones and little pieces are there in your hand? So that's why he's mad. He doesn't want you doing this, because we don't can't afford to lose Tatis for that kind of time. And I don't think Arizona can afford to lose Corbin Carroll for that kind of time. Randall Grichuk is the replacement right now. It's not exactly a reasonable facsimile of one of the best players in the league.
We got a facsimile mentioned today. I like that.
This is a big deal.
Tony, big deal, little deal, or no deal for this injury to the
big
Diamondbacks?
Deal. Yeah. Big deal for the Diamondbacks. They need all his offense. I mean, he's having a fantastic season before this chip fracture. It's a big deal. And they are already trying to cover some ground that they lost early when they had those guys. And so... yeah, this is a big deal for them. We'll see how they can, if they can stay afloat while Corbin's out, in terms, because that was the thing that was keeping them in it was their offense. It's a juggernaut, and Suarez also came out of that game getting hit in the wrist. So yeah, I think this is a big deal.
You know, I mean, I'm more angry now than I was when Mike Shildt actually jumped out onto the field. Because the more I think about this, this is exactly what could have happened.
Exactly.
And, you know, everybody's like, well, it's no big deal. As a rookie pitcher, it's a big deal. And I want to hear one time Dave Roberts explain how he feels when Ohtani or Freeman or Betts crack a little bone in their wrist because somebody comes high and tight like that. Because Dave Roberts doesn't seem to have any problem with the way the Dodgers pitch Fernando Tatis Jr. So I would like to see if he has a problem with people pitching his guys that way, because these injuries change seasons.
Well, Ohtani,
people do pitch his guys that way. I think everybody gets pitched that way. It's just that Toddy's been the one that's gotten hit three times.
Yes, and yeah, it's just bad. My chip fracture, though, when I had one before, is when I was reaching into the chip bag and I had a good chip and then it fractured as I was taking it out. And chip fracture.
You're the kind of guy that starts this off by saying, we got to go fast, and then you extend the segment with that.
Man, I've had that locked and loaded since this morning.
The chip fracture joke?
I thought it would be hilarious.
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay.
Well, hang on a second. Whack. Give the audience a chance to laugh before you play number three.
When I got a good chip and then they tried to pull it out of the bag and it fractured and I was angry. You guys know? Okay.
We don't know.
Number three.
All right. Hold on. I think I deserve this. Not going to make any more bad jokes for the rest of the Big Five. The Indiana Pacers confirmed yesterday that their star guard Tyrese Haliburton tore his right Achilles tendon in Sunday night's NBA Finals game. He wrote on social media, Haliburton did, quote, "I'd do it again and again after that to fight for the city and for my brothers for the chance to do something special," end quote. He's now looking at missing most, if not all, of next season. So, Tony... in the end, was it smart for him to push through this calf injury?
Yes. You know why? You know why it would have been smart? Because if he didn't, it was like, you know, I'm going to sit out game seven. I'm not sure that my
he would never live it down.
Oh, my God. They would have been roasting my guy.
That's true.
All day. And so, yeah, man. This is what athletes do. They want to – there's no guarantee that he's going to get back to the finals. And he, unlike Anthony Edwards, who feels like he's going to just be getting back there all the time, wanted to take advantage. And, yes, it cost him this game seven. And most, if not all, next season.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, that's kind of how these things go. Like, you get an opportunity to do this, you play it out. It didn't work out. If he would have just sat out, he would have never known what could have happened. He would have never played. So it would have just been like, dang. And we would have crushed him.
That's true. I actually, for some reason, didn't even think about the crush aspect of it.
Oh, my God.
I was like, hammered. It is kind of smart for him not to tear his Achilles tendon. And then you're right. Everybody would say that till the end of time. Well, if Halliburton would have played, blah, blah, blah.
Can you remember? You remember in 2025 when Halliburton sat out of game seven?
Chris,
oh, my God. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I remember when Scottie Pippen got the famous migraine headache in game seven of an Eastern Conference final against Detroit and had to sit most of the game. He was roasted for that for a while.
Why did you quote unquote? I'm genuinely asking.
Because nobody was ever sure that he had a migraine headache.
What was it then? He was.
I think he had he was tired of the Pistons beating the snot out of the out of the Bulls.
Okay.
He didn't want to take another beating, is what a lot of people said in criticizing him.
That's the kind of narrative that would have taken hold.
And that would have happened here.
Halliburton.
Yeah, I mean, this is a no-brainer, obviously. Ask Tony's dad. You're not guaranteed to ever get back to a World Series. Ask Dan Marino. You're not guaranteed a Super Bowl. Ask Ernie Banks, who never even got to try it once. And what would you, as a fan or talk show host, say when Zion Williamson chose to sit out Game 7?
I'd say, what a smart decision for that young man.
Yes, you sure would.
Sure you would.
No, I would probably be like, I'm sure he's got a pizza somewhere waiting for him.
Ben Simmons and Zion Williamson would have not played, but Tyrese Halliburton's not them.
That is true. He is not them at all.
Number two.
I was talking with my friend from Cincinnati, complaining about the Reds DFAing Jamer Candelario with a ton of money left on his deal. They're complaining that this franchise is never going to figure it out. I thought I was talking to a Padres fan for a second, but I wasn't. I was talking to a Reds fan. So I said to him, at least you have a superstar still on that team. He asked, who? I said, Ellie De La Cruz. He said, I love him. He's awesome. I hope he's a Red for life, but I cannot call him a superstar. And I thought that was weird. So, Chris, is Ellie De La Cruz a star or a superstar?
He's a star that probably is going to be a superstar. He's certainly laying the groundwork for that kind of a career. He's a highlight package almost every single game.
Whether I love the guy.
Whether it's hitting home runs, stealing bases, acrobatics on defense. I would imagine, to a certain extent, that the everyday Reds fan is not as enamored with him as we are, because the everyday Reds fan has to sit through a ton of strikeouts, throwing errors, inconsistencies, and basically every other thing that a young player goes through. We don't from afar.
Yeah.
All we see are the Ellie De La Cruz highlights, and there seems to be many of them. But yeah, I think he's a guy they can build that franchise around and give him another year or two. And if the Reds are somehow able to keep him, pretty sure superstar is not far away.
Tony, is Ellie De La Cruz a star or a superstar? You trying to put him in the middle?
A star. Yeah, okay, yes, he's a star on the verge. With potential to be a superstar.
Okay.
He is a human highlight film, but he ain't consistent enough yet to be a superstar.
No.
He has pockets of things that are greatness, but then you don't hear from him for quite a bit of time. And so it's all part of his process to become a superstar, but I do think your buddy is being a little bit ridiculous. I mean,
he's a massive
Yes, you can't
Reds
call
fan.
Him a superstar right now, but the fact that you wanted to be a Reds for life kind of is talking out of both sides of your mouth.
Yeah, isn't it?
Why,
yeah. Yeah,
why do you want to have him be a Red for life if he's just okay?
Yeah, he's okay.
So, I think he's on his way.
Here comes a question that could be considered blasphemous. Which young player has a bigger upside for their career? Jackson Merrill or Ellie De La Cruz?
Oh, wow. Ups like ceiling?
Yeah. Like who can be the greater player?
I think Jackson would be more consistent at a higher level.
Seems like it, yeah.
But Ellie De La Cruz can put up 45 home runs if he wants to.
His ceiling is higher.
Seems like Ellie De La Cruz could go 40-70 like Ronald Acuna did in a perfect season.
He could.
I don't think Jackson
can
get there.
I'll take the consistency of Jackson Merrill, though, over the
long 290
haul.
Hitting Jackson Merrilewitz, 25 home runs versus a 240 hitting Ellie De La Cruz, who hits 40 home runs and strikes out over 200 times.
I'm very content with Jackson Merrill myself.
yes,
throwing that out there.
All right.
I'm okay with him being a Padre for life, as my man said.
Reds fans have it tough, too. He said, tell those Padres fans to stop complaining because my team has been garbage since the day I was born. And he has a point.
He was obviously born after the
Big Red Machine. I think he meant, like, I've never seen a really good Reds team.
How old is he?
He's like probably 36, 37.
That's about how long ago they won the World Series.
And
1990, they won it.
His year that he wanted them to go to the World Series is the year the Giants eliminated the Reds, and he was like, I'm sorry to laugh at him, but he was so upset for like years after that. This was our chance!
Clearly it wasn't.
It wasn't. Number one. You can thank Matt Latos for that one, Reds fans. In an interview today with Pat McAfee, Aaron Rodgers revealed that he's likely to retire after spending the coming season with the Steelers. He said, quote, Chris just hung his head.
God.
He said, quote, yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. That's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to put any extra years on it or anything. This was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had, end quote. Tony, you're up first. Do you believe him that this is the last year? He's already given himself an out, too.
Yeah, I think so. He didn't say this any other time. He was always kind of like on the fence. This seems a little more definitive. Of course, he's more than he can change his mind from now until the end of the season. Winning could do that. Him being upright and maybe not touched all the year could change his outlook on going through it again. But I could see this being his last year. I really could. He's bounced around now. Couple different times. Brett Favre, who was notorious for retiring and then not retiring.
Yes, he was.
Seemed like it got old to him having to keep changing teams there at the end. And that eventually led to be the thing that was like, all right, enough is enough.
Man, you got to go find a place to live. You got to go do all that stuff.
Not only that, he is every year he's going to get older. And his body's going to be, you know, less in tune with dealing with the type of beatdown that you have to take. So, yeah, I can see this being his last year.
Chris, last year for Aaron Rodgers, do you believe him?
I don't really care with him. I'll be honest with you. I am so angered to even hear him say this. And I'm not a Steelers fan. But if I were, imagine me putting all of my eggs in one Aaron Rodgers basket. And before he even picks up a football, he's already thinking about how he's retired at the end of the season. That is not the kind of attitude I want. But if that's what it's going to be, then let's have a proper send-off. And I certainly hope that every team in the NFL takes time out of their busy schedule and marketing plans to present Aaron Rodgers with gifts and rocking chairs and everything else to send him on his way during his retirement tour.
Lifetime supply of ayahuasca?
He is not about the team he's playing on. He's about Aaron Rodgers, and I think the Steelers made a big, fat mistake.
I don't think they had a choice.
No.
I think they were either going into the year with Mason Rudolph or Aaron Rodgers.
I take Mason Rudolph over him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you are lying right now.
Stop it.
Mason Rudolph is not good.
At least he's a gamer. I know he's in there trying to win some games.
He's a gamer.
He's trying.
What does that mean?
It means that if what's his name on the Browns whacks him over the head with his helmet, he's going to hit him back.
I see. Miles Garrett.
Because
that's the point of the game.
That's what it's all about.
Is to hit people with your helmet.
You guys are laughing at me now, but you just wait till Rodgers is out of action by November.
I don't like Aaron Rodgers either, but I'd much rather have him over Mason Rudolph.
That's ridiculous.
You got him.
All right.
You and your best buddy, Michael Valenzuela, you two Steeler fans can sit there every Sunday and wave your pennant.
All right. Pennants. More Gwen and Chris when we get back on 97.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.